And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. I would like to read you something from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1. There was, in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Aggia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, and blameless. They had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well along in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of people were praying outside at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John, and thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. I would like to talk about turning the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the children to the fathers. How does it come to pass that the hearts of the fathers are turned from the children? Well, it's because the hearts of the fathers are turned elsewhere. The hearts of the fathers are turned elsewhere. Long time ago, when such fathers were little boys, they were born very close to God, and they had, when they were born, a gift from God. A gift called intuition. They could see things and know things wordlessly, with bright eyes and clear eyes. They looked out at the world. And what did they see with their intuition, with the gift from God? What did they see? Well, they saw injustice. They saw injustice. And they saw unfairness. And they saw cruelty. And they saw that things weren't somehow right. Something was wrong. And then it came to pass that these little boys with bright eyes were penetrated by the cruelty and the unfairness and the injustice of the world. And then they became changed. Their hearts and minds were turned toward proving that what they said wasn't true, turned to the ones who accused them, turned to seeking the reassurances and get back into the good graces of those who had accused them. And they became fixated on injustice. They became fixated to the world, to the injustice and the unfairness. And then, because they became wrong for not being turned toward their Creator and toward the innocent pursuits that God had in mind for them, because they felt wrong for that, they turned to the world for false love. And it was a false love that sealed the deal. Did you know that I have over 900 video YouTube lectures? My most popular YouTube lecture is Never Complain, Never Explain. So check it out at youtube.com or sheddingshackles.com. Hi, this is Roland. Just wanted to say hi to all the listeners in Southern California. San Bernardino, Yucaipa, Redlands, Temecula, and all of the beautiful cities around the Inland Empire and the Great Southland. Also want to say hi to my new listeners in Kansas City and Indianapolis, Indiana. Welcome, welcome all. My name is Roland, and I've been around for a while. In fact, I've been around for a long time on the radio. Mine is the clarion call to wake up. Wake up and turn your hearts back to your Creator. And I began this program by reading you a beautiful passage from the Gospel of John. And it talked about turning the hearts of the children to the fathers, turning the hearts of the fathers back to their children. Now, why are the hearts of the fathers not turned to the children? It is because their hearts are turned elsewhere. Their hearts are turned to the world. And how did this come to pass? Well, as I said in the previous segment, it began when they were little, and there was unfairness or injustice. For example, I'll just give you a little example. It doesn't seem like much, but those of you who remember having experienced such a thing will know that it's not just a little thing. It's a big thing because it's the beginning of your heart turning to the world. As a little child, perhaps you were accused of something that you didn't do. And you tried to explain yourself, you tried to defend yourself, but they wouldn't listen. They accused you, and it was unfair, it was unjust. You saw it clearly with the gift of intuition from the Creator. You saw the injustice, it was clearly outlined. You didn't need to go to school to learn it. You didn't need to go take classes or go to college or read books. Or go anywhere and listen to other people talk about it. You just saw the injustice. It was unfair that you were falsely accused. Or perhaps you were accused of something, but accused in a harsh way, a way that exaggerated what you had done. Or perhaps you just did some little thing. You picked something up and they accused you of stealing it. You tried to explain yourself, but they wouldn't listen. Well, chances are, it's a moment like that. Or perhaps you saw that someone else was being treated better than you. Someone else was loved more than you, appreciated more than you. Or you were compared to someone else and told that you weren't as good. Or you were accused of not trying, of being lazy, of not paying attention. See? Or worse yet, when you were at the dinner table and you were happy and you laughed, you were slapped around and told to wipe that expression off your face. And so this injustice penetrated. And when it penetrated, it was a shock. It was a shock that imprinted that in your mind, and it caused you very likely to become upset and angry and perhaps even resentful. And your heart turned away from your sweet, innocent pursuits and from delighting in God's great green earth. Your heart turned toward trying to prove yourself, trying to get back in their good graces, trying to show them that you are paying attention, that you aren't lazy, that you are as good as your brother or your sister, and your hearts turned toward proving to them and showing to them and demonstrating to them and getting back their love instead of getting the Creator's love, getting their love. And that's how it begins. And there's much more. I'm just giving you one little example of how the shock of injustice and cruelty and unfairness, especially at the hands of a parent who's supposed to represent the heavenly realm, but instead, Something is in the parent, causing them to rant and rave and scream and accuse, just as they had been accused. See, once upon a time, they were innocent too, and they were penetrated by injustice and unfairness. I just published a new book. It's called A Walk on the Spiritual Side. Many people wish to have peace of mind, a sense of spiritual purpose in life, and above all, a right relationship with others, especially their loved ones. The secret way to the fount of understanding is there to be found by the sincere seeker, hidden in plain sight. The key to wisdom, love, and all the good things in life is found within. When you find this pearl of great price, you will begin a new life of purpose and joy. I'm reading from the back page of my new book called A Walk on the Spiritual Side. You can preview it free at Amazon.com or SheddingShackles.com. Hi, everyone. This is Roland. I just want to take a moment to introduce myself. Well, I've been around 28 years now on the radio. I'm just a man with a microphone, and that's how I help people. Well, I'm a lot closer to 70 than I am to 65, so I'll give you an idea that I've been around for a while, okay? But I understand some basic things, but more importantly, I know how to recover from them. Some basic things that go wrong, like resentment, hostility, and unfinished business, and not finding the purpose of your life, okay? Getting sidetracked, and conforming to other people, and then finding out you missed the boat. So I know how to recover from that kind of stuff. And I know the answer is spiritual, and it has something to do with God, and it has something to do with Christ. See, but here's the thing. Just hearing about religion, hearing about God, hearing about Jesus, it's not enough. You have to experience Him in your innermost being. And what's blocking you right now from experiencing Him is undoubtedly resentment and being lost in your thoughts, lost in your daydreams, and lost in your worries and doubts and fears. And so you have to learn how to stand back from those so you can get clear of them, okay? It's like coming up out of being under the ocean, coming up to the surface, and there's the blue sky and the puffy clouds, and you take a wonderful deep breath of fresh air. That's what you need to do to come out of those daydreams that become nightmares. Rise above them and then find reality, the blue sky and the puffy clouds and where the birds are singing. And that's why I've made a little meditation, too. I've made a little meditation that has been very, very helpful to some people. It's been very helpful to me. And I think could be just what you need if you really and truly want to get better, okay, and find out the purpose for your existence and find out just where you've been going wrong and what's been blocking you from finding all the good things that life can hold. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Yes, we humans can see injustice with our perception, with our intuition. But when we react emotionally to the world, then our hearts begin to turn to the world and away from what we once had. We were once very close to heaven, and our hearts begin to turn to the world. Now, here's what happens. We humans have a sense, an innate sense of truth and of the derivatives of truth, justice, fairness, rightness, order. Those are all derivatives or extensions of truth and also of love, actually. So we know about truth and love, and we expect them. See? We expect to see them in the world, but instead, what do we see? We see that Mom is angry and Mom is running the house. Mom is in charge and Dad is nowhere to be seen. Or Dad is a wimp. Or Dad is just sitting there and letting it happen. Dad, who should have wisdom, who should have great wisdom and understanding, like Moses, like David, like Paul. Instead, Dad is more like a kid watching sports on television or something like that. Mom is in charge and Mom is angry. Now, why is Mom angry? Mom is angry because of the injustice. Something is wrong. Dad is somehow not providing something that she needs. She needs a love, an emotionless love, a fatherly love. He doesn't have it. And she is angry because he doesn't have it. And so there's injustice. And so there's disorder. And there's chaos. And things are not right. Things are not right. And little children know that things are supposed to be right. And so the little child is troubled and begins to doubt what is right. Because the child can clearly see that things aren't right, but people say that things are right and accuse the child of misperceiving, misunderstanding, accuse the child of being willful and deliberately misinterpreting, and the child is not allowed to see what it sees. So the child now begins to doubt and the doubt separates the child even more from that inner world. The inner world that the child was close to when he was born or when she was born. And now the child does not feel right himself. Why does he not feel right? Or why does she not feel right? Because she has been beginning to be separated from their own ground of good, separated from their closeness to intuition and to faith and to self-confidence and to feeling secure. Because now the outside, what is wrong, is penetrating them and grabbing their attention and accusing them. And so now they begin to feel not right, and no one wants to feel not right. And so they look to the world for reassurance. They look for love and reassurance that they're okay, that they're right, that everything is right. And the world gives them false love. And this false love turns their hearts to the outside, and they begin to crave false love. And the more they get false love, the more they feel insecure, because the only thing that would provide true security would be returning to their original ground of good, back to faith, and back to the intuition, living in, heeding, believing, obeying, loving, intuition in God's light, and loving God, the source of that light. But now their hearts are turned to the world, to look for the false love of the world, the false reassurance of the world, the support of the world, and what the world has to offer. And soon things begin to represent that false love. Food represents it. Drink represents it. Marijuana represents it. The peer pressure, peer acceptance, teacher's approval, clothes, possessions, they all represent the false reassurance of the world. And the hearts of the child are turned now to the world. And when that child becomes a father, his heart is turned to the love of the world instead of the love of God. But what does it say in the Bible? It said, the love of the world makes for enmity with God. So the father must turn to God. And then when he turns to God, then he will have a connection with God. And having that connection with his Creator, the Creator's light and love and wisdom, yes, wisdom, and justice, and order, and fairness, and patience, and understanding will flow through him. And when the child sees that, the child's heart to the earthly father, who now is a good representative of the Heavenly Father.
For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories, consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
And many of the children of Israel shall turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Yes, to turn the hearts of the disobedient to the wisdom of the just. So now do you see, fathers, how important you are? If you had a right relationship with your Creator, then you would be an extension of your Creator, and you would be just, and you would have wisdom. Not your wisdom, but it would come through you, through your gift of intuition. Remember, you had it when you were a little child. You had intuition. But you lost it when you became angry, when you were penetrated, when you were emotionalized, when you were traumatized, and you were imprinted by the world, which separated you from your inner ground of good. And then you look to the world, because that's all you had. So you look to the world, to other people, and you look to the love of the world to validate your manhood, your selfhood, and then your heart turned to them because that's where your support came from and the ground of being. That became your ground of being, an alternative ground of being. But something is never right. No matter how much money you have, no matter how much people support you and tell you how nice you are and how good you are, something is never quite right, because you can only be right when you find a right relationship with your Creator. So how does this begin? It begins when you, and then you will have wisdom. And when you have wisdom, then your children will see the wisdom. Your wife will see the wisdom. They will see the wisdom, and they will know that it exists, and they will see love. Not a love you can feel, but a love that comes through you, an emotionless love. It comes from your Creator. And seeing that in you, that's all they have to do, is see it and know that it exists, you see. But your heart is turned to the world. Your heart is turned to the world and not to God. So it begins when you hear the truth and quietly admit in your heart, yes, my heart is turned to the world. I've got a pleasure monkey on my back. I'm addicted to my things and to the love of the world and the support of the world. See, most men look to their wife to be their support. The man should look to God, and he should be the giver of love. He should be the one who has love for his wife and for his children. But instead, he looks to her for love. You see, so things are not in order. Things are out of order. Something is wrong, and the kids see it. They sense it deeply because they have intuition. But the world is very powerful, and when your heart is turned to the world, the only way you can come back to your Creator is when your heart turns back to Him, and it happens when you hear the truth and admit it quietly. Quietly in your heart, you say, yes, that's true, and I'm somehow not right. And I don't know how it came to pass, and I know it wasn't all my fault. When I was a little child, I couldn't help but be emotionalized and be upset by the things that I saw. And they failed me. My father failed me, and people failed me. And they turned me into a creature of the world, just like them. But now you must see that you mustn't hate them. That was your mistake. That's another turning to the world, hating it. See, it's just as much. Either way, you are turned 180 degrees from your Creator. If you love the world or if you hate it, when you hate the world, when you hate them for failing you, and you hate people for their wrong, and you judge them, then you become wrong yourself for the judgment. See, it's wrong to judge, it's wrong to hate, it's wrong to resent, and so you feel bad, but then you don't want to admit it, so you look to the world for false love. You look to the marijuana and the alcohol and the drugs and the sports and the distractions and the entertainment and to food and to people for love, you see. But that false love, the more you hate, the more you become addicted to false love. It's that simple. The more you hate, the more you become addicted to false love. The more you judge, the more wrong you feel. And then you have to serve the world to get their approval, to try to take away the guilt for hating them. So people make demands and you resent them. Then you feel guilty, and then you serve them. And you serve them, and you serve them, and then they take advantage, and then you hate them, and then you serve them. It's a vicious cycle. Turn your heart back to your Creator. Hear the truth and just quietly admit in your heart, yes. See, that's how it begins. And many of the children of Israel shall turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. So the father must turn to God. And then when he turns to God, then he will have a connection with God. and having that connection with his Creator, the Creator's light and love and wisdom, yes, wisdom, and justice, and order, and fairness, and patience, and understanding will flow through him. And when the child sees that, the child will turn the child's heart to the earthly father, who now is a good representative of the heavenly father. Download the free Christian meditation for stress now at sheddingshackles.com. You can also get the meditation app at sheddingshackles.com. If you hear something here that you've always yearned to hear, then the next step would be to get the meditation. Because it's so simple, but so important, because most people are lost between their ears. Most people are lost in worries, doubts, and fears. And it'd be nice to come out of that. Come back to the present where the birds are singing. So go to sheddingshackles.com and look for the free meditation. Could do you a world of good. Yes, indeed, the meditation could be just what you need to help you calm down and get centered. Come back to reality where the birds are singing and the sky is blue and the puffy clouds are floating overhead. A world where there is love and there is truth and there is God, which you knew when you were a little child. A long time ago, you knew that before you became upset. Come back to reality now, would you please? Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.